What I thought I'd do for you, well, really, it's just is tell you how my life went astray at a certain specific point. Some years ago, 1980 it was, the case of Roger Rees's fruit bowl and the contents of it. Actually, you need a bit of background before that. I think I'll kind of dedicate the talk to the late Lindsay Anderson, filmmaker and theatre director, who died sadly the other year. I've never been against lovies as such. In fact, I'd quite like to have been one, but sadly they didn't want me. As if, like, that would be nice, but they sort of seem to think that I should be somewhere else. And anyway, one of the places I found that if you're a non-lovey, that you could be, occasionally, not too often, mind, was with Lindsay Anderson, because he wasn't a lovey, he was a loathey. In fact, the attraction of the geezer was, I don't think he liked anything, or anybody. He was sort of, like, and if he smiled, his lips would go down further. That's Lindsay amused. But a little known fact about the guy is that he did used to laugh occasionally. It was about every 3 years or something. And he used to fight it. I mean, it was like it would take him over from strange parts of the body. Like, I've seen him go from the knee. He's holding it in a while and then it would come out. Anyway, so I used to like to try and be. He used to go for the honour, you know, being the chap who made him, got this triennial laugh out of him. And anyway, Lindsay took an interest, faintly, when I started going to science fiction conferences, which was about 1971 or 2 or something like that. And the reason I went was because I belonged to a little outfit of folk who were into doing something that you never do every week. Like every week you have to do something that you never did, you know? And one which is kind of quite simple but very inventive, I thought, was like going through your address book and noting all the people you can't think who they are. and ringing them up. once a day, you know, that would be it. You've got to move on the next week. It's sort of like mind widening. Activity. The notion was we'd all do that for a year, and then the next year, then you were going to have to do something which, in your estimation, had never been done by a human being on the planet yet. And, it kind of fell apart before the second year. But anyway, during that first year of the Arctic, I spotted that there were science fiction conferences, or certainly there was one going on at Easter. In a station hotel in Newcastle on Tyne. I thought, wow, I'd go to it, because I don't ever go to science fiction conferences, I was thinking. But the reason I wouldn't ever have gone normally was that I didn't really read science fiction. I read it still, but I mean, I don't take any great interest in the genre. So anyway, so I packed myself off to that station hotel in Newcastle on Tyne, and I got there on good time on the Good Friday. It doesn't have to really, so you kind of gather on the Good Friday, and I was sitting in the bar, and then you can tell when the fans of science fiction start to arrive. They come in all kinds of sizes and everything. And sexes, I suppose, but to be honest, it's about 20%, only 20% were women. Anyway, they come in all kinds of sizes, but you can tell them. Boy, because they've all got the light dying. They can tell each other, you know? Anyway, I was just sort of at my table, I hadn't got the light. And I went up to the bar, and there was about three or four of them with a light, grouped around this older chap, who's obviously an author.
And he had a wonderful, lovely voice as well. And he was saying, well, I think I'd rather ring the changes in my latest one. He said, we're out in hyperspace, he said, and the airlock doors are frozen shut.
Anyway, and then I went back to the table, and I thought, fuck, we really are somewhere here.